Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Library Mouse by Daniel Kirk, narrated by Chris Sorensen and directed by Jenny Seelig.
Sam was a library mouse. His home was in a little hole in the wall behind the children's reference books, and he thought that life was very good indeed. Every day, when the library was full of people walking up and down the aisles, studying, checking out books, and working on the computers, Sam was curled up in his little hole, sound asleep. Every night, when the people went home and the room was dark and quiet, the library belonged to Sam. And every night, Sam read, and he read, and he read. Sam read picture books and chapter books. He read biographies and poetry, cookbooks and sports books, fairy tales and ghost stories, and mysteries by the dozen. Sam's mind was filled with facts and information and images of faraway places, and his imagination brimmed over with wonder and fantasy. One night, Sam decided that it was time he wrote a book of his own. Sam folded over some little squares of paper he took from the librarian's desk to make the pages. Then he found a pencil that had rolled underneath a shelf, and he began to write. "Write what you know," Sam had read in a book about writing. So Sam wrote about being a mouse. He drew the pictures for his book by posing in his little mirror and then sketching what he saw. Sam worked very, very hard, and finally, his first book was done. He called it Squeak, A Mouse's Life, and he wrote on the cover, "Words and Pictures by Sam." He went to the autobiography section of the library, and he tucked his first book onto the shelf. Then he went back to his little hole in the wall and waited. The next afternoon, sunlight streamed in through the library windows.
"What's this?"
asked a girl whose teacher had sent her to the library to do a book report.
"I've never seen anything like this before," said the librarian,
and she put Squeak, A Mouse's Life, on her desk.